USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump gave a special Easter message for those sheltering in place during the coronavirus pandemic.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
Most churches celebrated Easter online with streaming services. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says crowds of Mardi Gras tourists 2 weeks before federal advice came out to shelter in place might be one reason why Louisiana has experienced a spike in coronavirus cases. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says they wish they'd known.
It's hard to look back now and say we should have canceled Mardi Gras. But with 840 people deaths in the last 30 days here in Louisiana, surely some of those people probably wouldn't have been infected.
Queen Elizabeth has stressed the need for the British people to continue to abide with their lockdown restrictions, especially during this Easter weekend.
We know that coronavirus will not overcome us. As dark as death can be, particularly for those suffering with grief, light and life are greater.
The 93-year-old monarch delivered the address alone from the castle's white drawing room. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One world leader is recovering from the coronavirus. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he owes his life to the hospital staff who cared for him while he underwent treatment for COVID-19. Yesterday, Johnson issued his first statement since leaving intensive care, saying that he just can't thank those staffers enough. The Prime Minister tested positive for the coronavirus on March 27th. He was released from the ICU on Thursday.
Tornadoes struck northern Louisiana, causing damage to nearly two dozen homes and the airport in Monroe as a severe storm system passed through the south. The National Weather Service reported an emergency for Monroe at around noon local time. About 20 homes were reported to have sustained damage, plus multiple planes and hangars were damaged at the airport. At least three people in Mississippi have been killed. Tornadoes were also reported in Lincoln, DeSoto, and Webster Parishes in Louisiana. More than 15,000 customers in Texas were without power. Hail as big as a baseball was reported in eastern Texas near Del Rio. The National Weather Service said the worst weather was forecast for more than 5 million people who live in areas including Birmingham, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi. Remember, you can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.